Yeah, we will reconvene on Tuesday, the 10th of August 2010 at 2:30 p.m. And my expectation is that we will have a full program of parliament. We will do the usual business in the order that we transact business, at least for this week. I believe that we will then set a program for the rest of this session, which will take us through to early September, when we will break briefly for about 2 weeks, because Kenya is going to be hosting the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association Annual Conference beginning from the 10th of September to the 19th. But otherwise, as at where we are, everybody is elected and so is Parliament. Members who have so far come into Nairobi are excited that the constitution was voted for in a manner that is almost overwhelming, in the sense that the yes vote, which is a referendum, garnered just about 68% of the total vote, and the no did 32%. So we've had a successful transition towards a new constitutional dispensation. And we believe that this is good for the country. We see Kenya emerging a transformed, reformed, and greater country. And so from here, the president will have 14 days running from the 6th of August 2010, when the outcome of the referendum was gazetted and therefore published on the 6th of August. He has 14 days within which he can promulgate the new constitution. But there is a factor here which needs to be understood, that anybody who has objection to the outcome of the referendum has also 14 days running from the date of publication to prefer a court action if they want to file any petition to challenge the outcome of the referendum. They have 14 days to do so, and they have a further 7 days within which to serve the petition after they file it. Consequently, therefore, we have received intimation or notice to the effect that the president will promulgate the new constitution on the 27th of August. So we're looking forward to that. And as Parliament, we are set to begin the legislative program to ensure that we provide the necessary statutory underpinning to operationalize the new constitution. Among this is formation of an implementation and oversight committee of Parliament, which will oversee the whole process.
Well, Speaker Merendi, Kenyans are overjoyed with the voting for the proposed new constitution. How soon will this implementation committees or a constitutional implementation oversight committees to see to the implementation of the new constitution? How soon will these groups or committees be formed? Because some Kenyans are excited and they want to see the implementation now for some reason.
I appreciate that. I quite understand. But what is significant here is that the new constitution does not take effect, and it expressly provides so that it becomes effective after it is promulgated. After it is promulgated, then the old constitution is, so to speak, phased out. And the new constitution then becomes the constitution of Kenya. And from that point on, we will be governed and guided by the new constitution. It will be the supreme law of Kenya. And we expect to rise to the challenge as Parliament and ensure that the new constitution is operationalized beginning immediately, because there are strict timelines which have been set by the new constitution indicating when certain actions have to be taken, and there is protection for the process to ensure that it actually just perpetually moves forward until full implementation of the Constitution. Because if Parliament does not, for example, pass a piece of legislation by the deadline, then the citizens are at liberty to petition the High Court. And if the High Court issues an order, it could result in dissolution of Parliament. So members know the challenge, and those that have spoken to me have indicated that they want to serve their full term. So they don't have a choice. They will ensure that this new constitution is implemented. With regard to formation of the Parliamentary Committee on Implementation and Oversight, there is no deadline in the constitution, the new constitution, as to when the new committee should be constituted. But where there is no express provision in a statute or in any law for that matter, then it must be done within a reasonable time. And the reasonable time will be a maximum of 30 days. And I believe that we will establish this committee within 30 days, beginning from tomorrow. And as of tomorrow, we will actually get the House Business Committee to begin to engage in the motions of constituting that committee.
Some people from the opposing side during the campaigning expressed concern that there are some provisions in the Constitution that could be potentially divisive. Will Parliament be looking critically at some of these issues in order to address them, so that the 30% of those who voted against it will be reassured that this Constitution is the best, as some people say, that Kenya has ever had?
Yes, I think my answer to that would be in the positive, because the new constitution has inbuilt mechanisms for redress, including amendment. And those that may have voted against it because of certain clauses will be at liberty to invoke the mechanism of amending the new constitution. And they will be listened to. You know, we are determined to practice democracy. And democracy entails hearing even the minority, much as the majority may carry the day. So it is up to those who feel aggrieved by certain clauses to bring motions and bills that will lead to amendment of those clauses. And I think there is a lot of goodwill in the country to accommodate dissenting views. And so the answer really is to invoke lawful process. I mean, lawful process entails originating the necessary motions or bills that will lead to amendment, and then try and persuade those of us perhaps who may have overlooked implications of certain provisions to be in agreement and democratically see if we can effect those changes. And I think the country has demonstrated that, you know, that it wants to settle, that the citizens want peace. They don't want any upheaval. They don't want violence. And the ordinary Kenyan is clear on what they would like to see Kenya like.
Mr. Speaker, Merende, last but not the least, your message to Kenyans as a whole, you know, in terms of positively and peacefully voting and deciding on what constitution they want, and as Parliament reconvenes on Tuesday.
Well, I will just want to generally congratulate, compliment and commend all Kenyans for engaging in the referendum exercise peacefully, and just to encourage them that this is the way to make a great country, and that Kenya has immense potential to be a much stronger nation, and that we have adequate resources to provide for everybody. And what we need to do is just embrace good governance, embrace tenets of democracy, and we will surely get there. We have no reason to doubt our ability to get there. We have the capacity in this country, and certainly as long as we continue to harness peace, we will be a great country. There is no doubt about that. We will continue to provide leadership in Africa, as indeed we had previously done prior to 2008.